Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. We are back on the mainland. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, I miss Hobart.
Me too.
I loved it.
G'day, Tommy Little.
You guys are back on the mainland, but a big chunk of me is still in Tassie, and I think it'll stay there for a long time. Buzz, we did a great show yesterday. We had so much fun at Beck's house.
Show. We promised we'd go down and fix Beck's back door, and you left having unfixed.
The back door is fixed.
It's
the
not.
The back door is fixed.
When we left 5 minutes before you, did you finish the back door before you left?
The back door is fixed. Who did it? I think we're a team. We're a collective now, and that's irrelevant. You're getting hung up on the little things again, and we've talked about this. We'd move on.
Do we need to send a present down to Gab, the tradie who fixed the back door?
We gave him $1,000. That's pretty good.
He jumped a fence for it.
Yeah. That's true. He did jump the fence. He fought it out with a pole.
Did you just forget what happened yesterday? Because you just went so blank and you were just like, did we give him $1,000? You threw the keys.
No, but I had my back turned at that point because I was jumping on the trampoline, which I'm paying for today, I might add.
Yeah, you sent me a message saying you're, am I allowed to say what you said?
My pelvic floor.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've said it.
Did I describe it as something else? It was falling out of my something else?
Yeah, we understand.
Hey, another tragedy that happened yesterday that we didn't plan on was there was a lot of sad dog stories from yesterday.
Well, I slammed my dog's towel in the back door. The back door.
Oh! Ow!
I thought these were going to be fun uplisting stories.
Whenever we went to work, we'd leave our dog out the backyard, but she didn't agree with that. But she actually was paralysed from the waist down. And
oh, can we stop with these horrific dog stories? So is the dog okay now?
This is quite a few years ago, so she passed away now, but she lived till over 10 years.
No, sorry.
Yes, no, we sadly did. We had a pit bull cross Staffy Rain, and we had her for almost 9 years, and we lost her.
I have never done a show with more dog tragedies in it. Yeah, well, I'm gonna redress the balance next. We of course have a dog living in our house, and my housemate Luke McGregor is having some issues with the dog. We're gonna get him on to talk about it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yesterday we did some backdoor banging down in Hobart, and one of the most famous Taswegians, as we learnt they're called, lives with me. The very funny Luke McGregor. He joins us on the phone now. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I had no idea Luke was from Tasmania.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I like to keep it secret, so I'm a little bit disappointed Tommy let it out, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You keep it so secret that your show Rosehaven is proudly filmed and set in Tasmania.
But I didn't know that meant that he was from Tasmania.
Most of his most famous comedy stand-up bits open with him saying that he's from Tasmania.
Okay, well, maybe I haven't been to one of his comedies.
You know how yesterday I said I'm catching up with Luke's parents tonight and we were in Tasmania?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yes, I did.
I didn't know it was Luke McGregor. I thought it was just like Luke, one of the guys at the party.
What are you talking about? When you're born in Tassie, you get one grant to make a TV show, but most people don't take advantage of it, so I was one of the few that...
Now, McGregor, the reason I wanted to talk to you is because we did a show live from Tassie yesterday, and just, I don't know how it happened, just kind of the universe working the way it does. We had a lot of dog tragedies come up in our show. Have a listen to this.
Well, I slammed my dog's towel in the back door. The back door.
Oh, ow. Jesus.
I thought these were going to be fun uplisting stories.
Whenever we went to work, we'd leave our dog out the backyard, but she didn't agree with that. But she actually was paralysed from the waist down. And
oh, can we stop with these horrific dog stories? So is the dog okay now?
This is quite a few years ago, so she passed away now, but she lived till over 10 years.
No, sorry.
Yes, no, we sadly did. We had a pit bull cross Staffy Rain, and we had her for almost 9 years, and we lost her... Last
I have
week.
Never done a show with more dog tragedies in it. Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad when you hear it on reflection.
Hang on. So very funny, though. Was the callback segment ring us and tell us if your dog passed away?
No.
Was that there?
No. This just happened. Like, by chance, there was even a fourth one that we didn't include. Darren, the guy who played the Paul Kelly song, his dog had died as well. But you know, look, we have a dog in our house, our third house.
Is it dead? Is that what you want to share with us?
No. How do you get along with Frankie, the dog, Luke?
It's up and down. I don't want him to die. if that's what you're asking.
Well, send the street team a home that we've got out the front.
Hey, Luke, how do pets mess with your OCD?
Well, Frankie likes to sneak into my room and sleep on my bed, which I've told him many times that's not allowed. And he does it anyway.
I wanted to do a more uplifting dog segment, because sometimes dogs do really funny, weird things, and I thought we could get people to call in on 131060 with those things, because Frankie has another move that I love, and you know the one I'm talking about that he also does in your room. Could you please tell the people Australia?
I'm getting to it, buddy. Don't worry. I'm telling the world. So Frankie is named and changed. But he's lying on my bed, and I came home and there were two wet patches on my bed, one about where Frankie's head was and one where his penis was. And I'm like, okay, Frankie's drooled and peed in my bed. So I rang his owner, John Dunhill. That's John Dunhill.
Oh, is that your other housemate, Johnny?
Yeah. And I rang Johnny and said, mate, your dog has slobbered and peed in my bed. And he goes, no, mate, Frankie doesn't wet the bed. His anal glands are leaking right now, so that's anal piss.
Bro, you make me laugh, but that's not even the one I'm talking about.
Oh, what has he done for
you? What else did he do?
Do you know his other move, Luke, that he does constantly, the way he goes in and looks at you and does something?
Oh, like he'll just walk in, he'll walk into my room and then start licking his balls and then look at me and walk out. But, I mean, man, that's...
that was the one I was after.
Right, well, I probably should. Well, I'm happy. I'll take that if he stops doing the anal juice. No one knew his bed.
See, this is making up for all the dead dog chat. This is good.
Yeah. Fun dog chat. Yeah, 131060. Fun dog chat. What does your dog do? It can be your housemate's dog. That's weird. Luke McGregor, thank you, mate. I'll see you tonight at home.
Thanks, mate. Much appreciated.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is good.
Sorry, because I should have done that. Sorry,
we're
mate.
Doing good dog chat, because yesterday we had a lot of bad dog chat. We had a lot of dead dog chat.
A lot of dead dog chat. Too much for a show, I would have thought.
It's so weird how the coincidences. It's odd.
Now we're turning it around with a bit of fun dog chat, because we just got my housemate, Luke McGregor, on to talk about our dog that lives at home, Frankie. And what he does is he likes to look Luke in the eye, walk into his room while he's looking at him, and lick his balls and then walk out. Which I think is a bit of fun.
Good dog chat.
Yeah.
Danielle, give us some good dog chat.
I'm going to book both my dogs into Specsavers, because after we moved into our new house last November, they've both tried to run through the plate glass door multiple times and almost knocked themselves out.
Oh, fun dog behaviour. Are they chasing something? Like, are you throwing a ball outside the glass door, or are they just
They're just trying to get out. Okay. They almost ran through our front security door as well, because there was a light on inside. Not outside, and the little one ran into the door, almost knocked herself out, and then the big one thought, but I can get through, and he did the same thing.
Have you put
masking
tape on the door?
But they're still alive, yeah?
Oh, they're still alive, yes.
Good dog
absolutely.
Chat. Great. Good dog chat.
Dog chat. That's exactly what we're looking for. Beck, welcome to Good Dog Chat. What have you got for us today?
Oh, guys, one day I was travelling on, cruising along in the car with my little mate Rusty, and there was no, like, obviously there were lots of cars around us, and they all started honking at me, and I could see people laughing and pointing. I'm like, what's going on? The light's not red and I'm not going. I looked in the rearview mirror and Rusty was pooping on the back ledge of my car.
Good dog chat. Good on you, Rusty.
Imagine if Frankie pooped in Luke's room. Imagine he'd burn the house down, I think. It'd be enough. Let's go
you
to
need
Amanda.
A new housemate, that's for sure. Yeah. He'd be out of there.
Amanda, welcome to Good Dog Chat. What have you got for us?
My dog ran into the side of a van and we had to pay to get it panel beated out.
What nugget of a dog do you have? Staffy.
He was Irish Wolfhound cross pointer. So he was like a 50-kilo dog, but he was fine.
You keep saying he was.
Yeah, I know, because it's good dog chat.
He was fine. He lived 8 months old then, and he lived to 13, so... Yeah.
Still okay. Mates, not dead dog chats, good dog chats. I don't know
Bree.
How that one scraped through, but...
Bree, firstly, is the dog still alive?
He's still alive, yeah.
Welcome to good dog chat, then. What have you got for us?
My dog, Rexy, is a window licker.
Good. Just any window or just your car window, house window?
Whenever I go out to meet my clients, he will lick the window in front of them and they go, oh, you've got a bit of a weird dog there, and then he'll pause and then he'll lick a little bit more like, hello. And, it's a very odd behaviour. I'm like, yeah, sorry, I got a window licker.
Bree, is it a seeing eye dog?
Nope.
Why are you bringing your dog to meet your clients, mate?
I'm a massage therapist, so I meet and greet my clients at home. So, yeah.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. It seemed like an interesting sentence to throw together. Good on you.
Good dog chat. How good was that?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. Now, you wanted me to put this first bits in my bits, and the headline is Herpes in Space.
Great
Astronauts.
Title for a movie. Great title for a movie. I'd see it for sure.
Astronauts in space have been plagued by a resurgence of the herpes virus. So they reckon 53% of astronauts on the short-term space shuttle flights show signs of herpes. They say they think it's got to do with space travel wreaking havoc with their immune system. So often the virus is laying dormant down on Earth with them, and they go up into space, and because of the force of taking off and because of their exposure to cosmic radiation and microgravity and stuff, all of a sudden they get herpes and it pops out on them.
They don't put that on the brochure at NASA, do they? Be an astronaut, you could see the most incredible view of your life and you'll get herpes. Sorry, what was the last bit? Nothing. The view's amazing.
But you also told me they name their herpes.
No, they don't name their herpes. Oh. They
I thought that's what you told me before all those the show.
All those key bits of information are correct, just not quite right. They name the astronauts that have it. They're like even head scientists, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they named the astronauts.
And whether or not those astronauts then go on to name their herpes, I'm not sure.
That's really between them and their spots. Fred here. Well, Fred and I have been close for the last few weeks.
Oh, Fred's popped his head up again.
Now, a story you may have seen going around this morning. It's funny, I think, in retrospect, but wouldn't be so funny if it was your kid at the time. So last week there was a flight that was going to Sydney. And on the way to Sydney, I think it was from Brisbane, on the way to Sydney it had to be diverted in Melbourne because of bad weather in Sydney, right? So they landed in Melbourne. Then because the Grand Prix was on, all the accommodation was booked out, right?
Yeah.
And there was some...
If you were a caller, we would have hung up on you by now. It was a cold day, a Sunday, I think. And then it all started when, at the start of that day, anyway, there are five states. And
as I'm getting older, my stories are becoming like my mother's, I tell you. This is a crucial bit of information because otherwise you would have asked me all these questions afterwards. So there were some unaccompanied minors on the flight, right?
Some ums.
And then all of a sudden, no accommodation. So these unaccompanied minors are put in a storeroom.
They're put in the storeroom.
Amongst boxes in the boardroom for the night before they're put on a flight in the morning.
Boxes in the boardroom.
Yes, there's boxes in a boardroom. There's a storeroom. They put the kids in there and say, have a good sleep. Anyway.
I'm bored now, does this make this a boardroom?
Mate, if you had put your kid on a flight and they ended up sleeping the night in a boardroom next to boxes, you wouldn't be impressed. No,
I don't know. I'm sure. Yeah. If I made my kid sit through that story, the kid wouldn't be impressed either. I reckon if they had the choice between spending a night in a boardroom alone or having
okay,
to listen to
I won't tell you any more information about that story. What about this story? Here's a story for you.
Okay.
A mum who spent 3 years upset with her blue cabinet was gobsmacked when she peeled off the protective film and discovered that her blue cabinet was actually a grey cabinet.
Now we're talking. She's back. There
so she
go.
Always wanted a grey cabinet, and then she bought it, and she was like, oh, I don't like this blue cabinet. And then she was cleaning her cabinet later and went, oh, my gosh, I haven't taken the protective film off it.
Film off. That's
which
good.
Which has made me think, we haven't done this in a while, 131060, how dumb are you?
Oh,
we're doing that next.
Stuff.
Call us. There's got to be more dumb stories.
So what do you want colour-related ones or anything specific?
Nah,
or just anything.
Times you've just been dumb.
Let's just celebrate those dumb moments. It's a safe
anyway,
space.
Anyway, so back to the flight. So
131060, how dumb are you? We'll tell you calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're so dumb.
Well, I was applying for a job as a legal receptionist, and instead of sending the nice cover letter that I just got out, I sent out the cover letter for a dental receptionist to
you. I've once tried to stalk my ex on Facebook, and instead of searching her name, no, I typed it as my status.
Oh, oh my God.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
We're doing this because, sorry, you go.
No, I'm just all for updating our openers, but we don't have to include ourselves in them.
No, seems no, like it's a great example, though, of what we're doing.
Seems like a bit self-loathing to put ourselves in there.
It's a bit dumb, which is what we're doing. Our mum spent 3 years. She wasn't happy with her blue cabinet that she'd bought. Mm. She wanted grey. It was blue. She was cleaning up behind the cabinet and discovered that there was actually blue plastic film all over the cabinet. She peeled off the film. Ha, 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 there's a grey cabinet.
There you go.
Which brought us to how dumb are you? It reminded my dad. I brought my dad a beautiful fake plant for Christmas. Yes. And I went over there at the end of January. I said, what are you doing? He said, just watering the plant you gave me. I was like, mate, it's fake. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's plastic. For a month, he'd been watering a fake plant.
And so what had happened?
Very proud of himself.
The water had just been evaporating.
No, 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 because we did the trick that I do where you put soil in it so it looks like a real plant. So good that it fooled even the owner.
Very good.
Kayla, how dumb are you?
So I bought a padlock, had four keys with it. I've cut the cable tie off, got the keys out, put all the keys onto the key rings. And then I spent an hour trying to cut the padlock out before realising that I just had to unlock it to get it out of the
packaging. I mean,
I'm so dumb I didn't understand the story for the first bit.
And so you just unlocked it and then it came out easily?
Yeah.
Oh God, Kayla.
I just had to slide it through the hole.
Welcome to the club. It's nice to feel part of a pack. Let's go to Steve. Steve, how dumb are you?
Yeah, hey guys. It's actually my 13-year-old son who's a gifted kid, but and thinks he knows everything about cars. And he said, "Dad, come and have a look at this new ad, the new Commodore EOFFIs on TV. Come and have a look at this." And I ran out to the lounge room and just looked at him and said, "How dumb are you?" And he said, "Why?" That's the end of the financial year sale, you idiots.
Do you know, Steve, until last year, I didn't know what EFS or EOFI meant. Seriously.
What did you think it was, Bickers?
I had no idea. I thought it was either a type of deal or a type. I had no idea until we did this show together and you told me about end of financial year sales that it did.
Carrie Bickmore, the intelligence of a 13-year-old. Fantastic. Yeah.
Kylie, how dumb are you, babe?
Hey, well, I'm that dumb that I was paying a bill the other day with my mum's credit card, and when they asked for the CCTV on the back, I actually flipped my phone over and was wondering why I was still looking at the back of my phone before I clicked that I had to scroll across the photos on my phone.
Because he's looking up and to the left, which means she doesn't get it.
Yeah, well, it did actually still take me a while to get it. I was still looking at my phone going, why am I staring at the back of my phone?
Yeah, I've flipped it over. I've done what they said. It's on the back. I've turned it to the back. Hang on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just following instructions, Kyle. I don't reckon it's that bad.
Well, I didn't think it was either. My husband did.
Do you get it, Carrie? Do you understand?
I've got no idea.
You're so silent.
I mean, we're spending a long time. Carrie's
flipping her phone over in her hand trying to work out where the number is.
Let's go to Jess. Jess, finish us off. How dumb are you?
Oh, Jess is frozen.
My husband, we bought a couch about 2-3 years ago, and it got delivered to the house with me and my girlfriend just being home. We put the couch together, and we couldn't figure out why there was no feet on it. Not until a year and a half later, when me and my husband moved house, did we realise that there were zip pockets underneath the couch that had feet and 6 extra cushions.
And so were you just sitting the couch on the ground?
Yeah, and every time I moved to clean, I was like, my couch is getting dragged across my floor.
Oh, my God. How big was the, and 6 extra cushions. How big was the zip?
It's a pretty big couch. It's like a 5-seater, like, big, big couch.
How many people do you have in your house?
Just me and my husband and my baby.
Okay, I guess you're giving the baby some growing room. That's fine. Because do you understand that one, or do you still not get it? You've gone quiet again.
To be honest, my couch is straight on the floor.
I'm so sorry, Jess. Bickmore is still flipping her phone over.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, a man who, to be honest, I have mixed feelings about, Carrie Bickmore. Australia adores him.
I thought he was one of your mates.
He is, but I've got mixed feelings. Please welcome Dylan Alcott.
Carrie and Tommy, thank you for having me. Why? I love you.
I love you too, mate. Well, I don't know now. We can reel off some of your accomplishments. Firstly, broadcaster on this great network, Weekend Breakfast here, doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm absolutely loving being part of the Hit family.
Gold medals, buddy, sporting achievements, all out the wazoo in multiple
footy
sports.
Footy show coming
footy
up.
Footy show, yep, all that. Job thief. How does that sit with you?
I thought this was going to come. I took your role, didn't I?
Damn it. I didn't know you actually did.
Oh, I know what this is about. I saw this and wondered what was going on.
I've got a scoop as well for you, Carrie. So,
hold on. Should we let people in on the secret first?
Sure. So last year, Tommy, you were lucky enough to interview Daniel Ricciardo at Car Sales.
Yes, I was.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
You got the only one-on-one interview that he did in Australia.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I got to do it this year.
Yeah, I know. Why'd
I mean, I'll be honest, Tommy. I saw a Instagram image on Dylan's Instagram page of him with Daniel Ricciardo for carsales.com, and I thought straight away, I thought that was Tommy's job.
Yeah. You know how he met? You know how he met the people from Car Sales?
How?
Tell him, Dil.
I did Car Sales Celebrity Drive with your host, Tommy Little.
Yeah, I introduced him. I introduced him.
And do you still do it, or is he now taking your job?
Well, interesting you say that, because after the one-on-one with Daniel, the reports were that it was the best one yet. So,
well, I thought I actually planned to play a bit of audio to be like, I can't believe you've done this. But see if you can pick why you might have got the job. So this is you introducing Daniel Ricciardo here.
And I really appreciate the opportunity to come in and chat, but it's not about me. It's about the gentleman who's about to walk in. He's an absolute bloody legend. I know he's really proud to be a Car Sales ambassador. I know you're very proud of him as well. So please welcome Daniel Ricciardo.
And I thought, well, I heard that and I thought professional, but a bit vanilla. That's what I thought, to be honest.
I thought that was very appropriate.
And I thought, let's wind back the tape and let's listen to what I did, because I thought, surely that'll be amazing. And then after listening to it, I went, oh, that's why I didn't get the job again. Have a listen to my introduction to Daniel Ricciardo.
G'day. Wow.
Just hammering.
Hey, there's no microphone.
We got to yell.
Yeah, we got to yell. I think, these people are fine. Look, oh, my God, already on the phone. That is going to blow up on your Instagram.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't.
That's worse.
Isn't that the interview where you asked him something inappropriate about the ladies or something?
Oh, I don't know.
You asked him about whether he was dating or you. There was
something
that went
down. Something to do with the car. Wasn't it something to do with his
car?
Has
he had action in his car or something? You did something really
Oh, had you christened the car?
So, something like that.
Judging by that introduction, I could have just got up and dribbled on the microphone and probably got the job.
Oh, mate.
I could have just been done anything.
I feel like that just from when you came in, they're like, oh, he said hello.
It's better already.
Yeah, instead of g'day.
So who knows Daniel more? Who's closer to him now? Who's hanging out with him?
Well, I clearly haven't been allowed to see him since the last chat.
Oh, he did. I'm not going to lie. He did say, oh, last year I did it with Tommy. He was a legend. He quote said that.
No,
he
are did. You just
I
saying
don't
that
really
now because he's got the gig?
I swear, being sincere.
But in saying that, Daniel did just put a clip of me and him up on his Instagram and tag me. So
did he do that for you, Tommy?
Yep.
Don't check it. Just let's assume he did. I don't know why he would put up a clip of me just going, g'day.
G'day.
So, Dylan, have you managed to convince the great Daniel Ricciardo to come along to Ability Fest 2019?
Yeah, I think he's going to fly back from the Monaco Grand Prix just for it. No, I don't think so.
I mean, surely.
But, yeah, Ability Fest, you know, I was lucky enough to come, and I remember talking to you guys about it last year.
Massive lineup.
Yeah, yeah, it's a music festival for anybody, but we have some added accessibility features so people with disabilities can come, you know, platforms if you're in wheelchairs to see, sign language on stage, even to, like, all the rap music, to every lyric. It's such a cool day. And we raised $200,000 for my foundation to help kids with disabilities last year, and hopefully get about $300,000-$400,000 this year.
You ripper. You mentioned the sign interpreters for all the music. Have you seen the amazing clip of Waka Flocka Flame where he doesn't realise it's a sign interpreter and he starts dancing with her?
Yeah, so she is signing. She's signing and, like, kind of booty shaking at the same time. So he gets up behind her and starts grinding on her. She's trying to sign. And he's grinding. And she's going, like, get off me. I'm signing the lyrics to your rap song.
Well, Dil, we love you, mate. People can see you on our screens tonight on Channel 9. That's the Southern States on the Footy Show. We'll catch you, of course, on this very station on Weekend Breakfast. Thanks, bro.
Guys, you've always been a massive supporter of me, so thank you so much for having me on.
Stop stealing my jobs.
I was going to say, going Carrie, by this Carrie. Next year, you'll be hosting with me, so I look forward to it.
How good is Carrie and Dylan? That sounds good to me, if I'm honest.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, this is an absolute treat. You know how we usually do the quiz from the newspaper?
Mm.
Okay, the most
exciting. It's your favourite segment.
Well, it's not. It's the People's. It's the most exciting radio segment of all time. And luckily, Buzz, we've come up with another quiz because we only do that once a week. But this quiz has been – it's so tough it's made news because there's six questions and they reckon only like 4% of the population can get six questions right.
No, only 4% of the population can get above three of the
questions.
I couldn't
even get that bit. I couldn't even get that bit of the information right. That's not even one of the quiz questions. We have this quiz in front of us, Bickers. So it's one of the toughest quizzes in the world, fair to say.
Okay.
And I thought maybe that's where we've been going wrong with the newspaper. We've never got 5 out of 5. Maybe it's because it's too easy. Are you ready, Bickers?
We've never got 5 out of 5. Maybe it's because it's too easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we're big game players.
That makes sense.
Big game players. Right,
okay. Yeah. Maybe it needs to be tougher and bring the best out of us. You know what I mean?
All right.
Under pressure, diamonds are formed. Are you ready to sparkle, Carrie Bickmore?
Yes, Buzz. I'm ready to sparkle.
Let's do it.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz.
From the internet.
And you open it, mate, up and everything.
It's Carrie and Tommy do the trickiest logic drill, is what it's called.
Oh, okay. Oh, you've turned over the paper already.
Oh, have I? Am I not meant to? Looking at these questions, it hasn't really given me a head start.
Should I turn over my paper?
Yeah, so turn it over. You've got the questions in front of you. I'm going to read them out so everyone at home can play along as well.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so question. This is the trickiest logic drill. Question number one.
Oh, my God.
A plus A plus A equals 48.
What's that?
B plus B minus A equals 2.
Hang on.
What's A plus A plus A
equals 48?
So what's 48 divided by 3?
16.
Okay, so then B plus B take 8. Take
16.
A must be 16.
So it's 9? B's 9?
9. 16 times 4.
A2.
So there is four answers at the bottom here. We've got 73, 82, 38, and 82. 80. Are we locking in 82?
Yep, definitely.
All right.
The next one is pick the word that is most similar to effusive. Sorry, Buzz, I've taken over. I'm not going to give an answer, so I want to take over.
The options are, what are they?
Clamorous, that's a word I've never heard before. Restrained, gushing, or windy?
Effusive. Isn't it?
I would have said it's windy.
Well, Tommy, you can lock in windy, and Carrie, you can lock in gushing if you want.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a when something lets off air, it's like it's effluent or something.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
This is question number 3. Which sport is the odd one out? We've got cricket, ice hockey, rugby, softball, soccer, and golf.
They all have balls. Why do you say rugby, Christian?
It's a different shaped ball.
It's a different shaped ball.
Yeah, but ice hockey's a puck.
Round. Ice hockey's a puck, so that would be ice hockey maybe. They all have balls except for ice hockey.
Ice hockey is the only one that's on ice. That's a pretty odd one out. Golf is...
And they don't use balls.
But golf is the only individual sport.
Yeah, what about ones that use sticks, Sonda's saying?
Is the odd one out. I don't know, guys.
Wouldn't it be the one that doesn't use a ball?
I would just go with... Okay, great. Ice hockey. Let's do that. Yeah.
Question four. Is there a vowel exactly midway between J and T? Yes or no?
Let's go. Okay, what do you reckon, Bickers?
J-K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T. So in the middle is... Yes, it's O.
Great work, Bickers.
Great. Question five. Starting at the same point, two women walk is opposite directions for 4 feet.
I think that's meant to be in, isn't it? In opposite directions?
In opposite directions for 4 feet, turn left and walk another 3 feet. The distance between them now is 8 feet, 15 feet, 6 feet, or 10 feet.
That's the triangle kind of idea, 10. Isn't it?
10.
Is it?
No, it'll be 15.
Wouldn't it be 6?
Or 10. 15 or 10.
Which one are we looking in? There's only one right answer.
15. It's 15, Bickers.
15. Question number 6. Yep. You've got the thing in front of you, but it is 12 divided by 2, and then in brackets, 5 minus 2. What does that equal?
You do the brackets first.
Do you?
Yep.
So
yeah,
5 you do the take 2. First,
so it's 3 in
three.
Brackets. I think is brackets times. Let's just say it is 18. Let's go 18.
All right, so there's only one that we're not on the same page.
Yeah, and it only took
Pick
us 4 hours. So we've only got one listener still viewing.
You think it's windy. I think the most similar word to effusive is gushing.
Mm.
Let's go to a song. After the song, let's ask the man who is the ducks of his school.
Yeah.
He's got to know.
And he's a bit effusive as well, I reckon.
Mr. Dave Hughes, windy.
Depending on what
gushing?
He's eating.
Yeah. All right, we'll chat to Dave next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, let's ask the ducks of his school, shall we?
Yeah, this is great. Hughes, we have just done what is purportedly, is that the right word, Bickers?
Purportedly.
Or reportedly.
Reportedly.
Reportedly, one of the toughest quizzes in the world.
Yes.
There's 6 questions. Only 4% of people get up to 3 out of 6. We have one that we're stuck on and we thought you could help.
Yeah. Well, we've got differing opinions.
And when you say I was ducks in my school, I've said this many times, it was the worst year in the school's history, so much so that the next year when generally the best person for the previous year gets taken to assembly in front of the new year's, you know, and I never had that opportunity. They actually blanked me from
I bet they'd have you back now, though.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm on the wall there and all those pretty girls walk past me and look at me and think, their mums could have had me. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
Is that what they're thinking? You reckon?
To be fair, when we did mention that you were the ducks of your school, Annabelle, our producer, who used to be your producer, went, oh, of warnable, like this, which we thought was very unfair.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a small town, but there were some good students in the town. I just wasn't one of them, and our school had a shocker, no doubt.
Okay, well, we still need a ducks. We're, it's a ducks good. Nonetheless. Pick the word that is most similar to effusive. Is it clamorous, restrained, gushing, or windy?
Gushing. Boom.
Yes, that's what I said.
Wow. Okay.
Tommy's gone with windy, though.
Well, then we have all our 6 answers locked in. Buzz, can we hear our results?
Question number one, the one that we had a guess.
Yeah.
We guessed 82, and 82 was correct.
Oh, we should have just guessed all of them.
We should have. Yeah.
I would have guessed 82. I don't know what the question
Great.
Is.
Great.
Before Hughesy got involved, we had Tommy did put in windy, and Carrie, you did say gushing. Hughesy confirmed that he thought gushing was the answer to effusive. And we are correct.
Thank you.
2 from 2.
Question 5, how many feet?
Well, no, question 3.
Sorry, 3.
That's right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Which sport is the odd one out?
Someone's really trying to
I'll
wrap this up.
I'll ask this one to Hughesy. Hughesy, which sport's the odd one out? Cricket, softball, ice hockey, soccer, rugby or golf?
Oh, I'm going to say golf because it's a sport where you only play on your own. I'm going to go with golf.
Oh, odd one out.
Yeah, odd one out, mate. You
That's
can understand
odd one
English.
Out.
Well, we locked in ice hockey.
But
we
ice hockey's on ice, so it's also
because they don't
odd.
Have a ball.
But this
golf.
Is one out.
Yeah, and it's lucky we did because it's correct.
Yes!
Ice hockey is
3 from 3.
Why?
It doesn't have it doesn't explain the answer. It just tells the answer.
They all have a ball.
But it's also
ridiculous.
On ice. Yeah. Like there's so many ways because Hughes is right. Hughes is not wrong.
They're all team sports. Yeah. And golf's not a team sport.
Golf is an odd one out there.
Yeah,
and we didn't even know it's about the ball. It's on ice.
Well, question number 4.
Also say golf is the odd one out because it's the only one that uses golf clubs.
All right, we'll take it up with the guy who made the trickiest logic drill. Question number 4. Is there a vowel exactly midway between J and T?
Yes, O.
We answered yes, and that was correct.
Oh, my gosh. Are we 4 from 4?
We are 4 from 4.
Okay, keep going. 5?
I'm feeling effusive.
Question 5, okay. starting at the same point, two women walk in opposite directions for 4 feet. Oh. They turn left and walk another 3 feet. The distance between them now
is... it's either 10 or 15.
Or 15. Yep. We said 15.
We locked in 15.
It's 10.
It is 10.
Bam, I got that. I'm now all equally in front, I think. But we're
and
a team
last
effort.
Another maths question. 12 divided by 2, then in brackets, 5 minus 2 equals...
We said 18.
We said 18, and 18 was correct.
Oh we almost got 6. Wow.
So we're you're brilliant. The top 4. Top 4%, is that what we're saying? Almost.
No, 4% only gets 3. We need the quiz to be harder in the newspaper. I told you. Pressure makes diamonds. We incredible. Are sparkling, boys and girls.
Any of you guys ducks? Any? Were you a ducks, Carrie? Where were you in your final
I was vice
year?
Dance captain.
Vice dance captain.
All right. That's not a high. Here's you, Kate. They're in next to drive you home. We're back tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Boom, boom, boom.